Anything else you would like to add?
He thought about people that helped in our community. Yeah.
Look at all these great ideas, the librarian, the firefighter, all the ones that you just said.
We have talked about documentary filming and getting to know things and people that we'd usually just pass right by.
This is the second time I've interviewed like a real adult. Everybody in Sitka likes how the stuff you do.
I like this one.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Maybe it could inspire people to do it so they can get to know people like their neighbors better.
Good morning. You are listening to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka. I have two guests in the studio with me this morning. I have Ellen Frankenstein and Christine Hole. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning.
And good morning, Christine.
Good morning.
We just heard a little preview from the project that we're going to talk about this morning. So, Ellen, can you tell us a little bit more about this project?
Oh, you want me to start? This was an Artisan Schools project with two wonderful fourth and fifth grade teachers at Keet.
Yeah. Christine, you are the fourth grade teacher at Keet Gushaheen.
Represent. Yeah.
And can you tell us a little bit about how this project started?
Yeah, I think it started with the ACT committee, and they said, hey, you know, let's do an artisan residence, but let's start with doing a mentor-menteeship. So I joined this class to learn more about mentor-mentee, and it kind of more evolved into just a lot of collaboration work, a kind of a teachership with a lot of teachers working at Keet and at Baranoff. And I got paired up with Jennifer Tulla. So her and I just, you know, began brainstorming and working on different things in our classroom, and then also figuring out ways how we can, you know, incorporate art, culture, and technology into our classrooms. And Jessica Christensen, who is the ACT curriculum coordinator, I believe, was like, well, I got a woman for you, Ellen Frankenstein. And so she came in, and we had just this awesome team teaching between the three of us to kind of bring in this arts, culture, and technology in our community, in our classroom.
And what did this look like in the classroom?
It looked like a lot of brains put together, a lot of collaboration, right?
The theme was thinking about how people kind of contribute to their communities or what kind of ignites them. So we sort of started by looking at people. We'll call them quote-unquote leaders, but we didn't want to use that word. We looked at pictures of Martin Luther King and Elizabeth Paradovich and Ernie, the well-loved custodian, and the kids who were working on a project for the community. We talked about what their attributes were and what these people were like, and then we moved into learning about documentary films, and because we only have 2 weeks in artisan schools, we did photography and writing, and the kids learned interviewing skills, and they got some skills in photography and composition. Then they practiced on each other. Then we picked some community members for the kids to interview.
Yeah, it was cool how they picked them too, because you might think like, oh, they'll, you know, pick these kind of people like firefighter, policemen, or, you know, the forefront of the community in a lot of ways. But they started to get, you know, a little bit deeper into it. Like, they're like, hey, what about the people that work at the post office? And what about fishermen and who bring us our food? And what about the librarian? And, you know, so they listed all these people that they just, you know, see around or interact with. And then we started listing their attributes, and my students, and like a lot of them started coming up with, oh, all these people like have a tendency, like they're helpful in some kind of way. And then we use that attributes and that kind of to build our questions. Like, well, using what we know about them, what would you like to know more about them? If you're creating questions to document, like Miss Ellen was teaching us, what kind of questions would you ask them? And how would you kind of, you know, get to know them a little bit more?
And how did you see your students grow throughout this project?
Oh man, in so many ways. It was really cool. Just from ways, like I said, a lot of collaboration. Just from, you know, beginning with just working with each other in groups of four. Or they learned awesome interviewing skills. They learn, like from Ms. Ellen, how to like slow it down and just really look at something. They learned some photography skills as well. Even just some matting skills, you know, for those that the stuff that's presented in the, was it at the City Hall? And so, yeah, it was phenomenal. And they learned more than even I thought, you know, we were going for, like, okay, let's have this goal, let's get this. And then we would ask them, like, hey, what was your favorite part, or what did you learn? And they just said things that was like, oh, bless your heart. Yes, that's brilliant. I didn't even think of that. You're awesome. So
yeah, you saw the rough draft of the 14 Miles episode in progress. And at the end, it ends now with Jason Lee saying, after he'd interviewed Dorothy Orbis, and he was a volunteer on, I guess, steroids or speed or whatever. She does so much. So the 14 Miles episode, which should be out the end of this week, he says what he learned and what he gained is that he might be a volunteer when he grows up like Miss Orbison. And so that sort of represents, like, what we were talking before about this kind of artistic process is about kind of breaking the walls and bringing community members in and bringing, if you can, kids out and creating these interactions and having the kids kind of, it's kind of hard, you know, you're on the radio, to represent the power, the choices you have to make when you represent things.
Mm-hmm. And how do you, like, what do you feel like you gained from this, Ellen, from this project?
Well, I told you before, I have officially done artists in schools and all over the state, from Cake and Gustavus to White Mountain and Savunga. This is the first time I've done it here, though I've done school district and fine art camps projects before. But when I do local project, it changes the dynamics because I get to work with local teachers who I then love, adore after that, and the kids, you know, so it creates these connections. And I love bringing the community people in because I think they get to see themselves through the eyes of the kids. So,
and it sounds like there were quite a few people involved in this collaboration. Who were some of those people involved?
Maite at the library, Tommy Joseph, Chief Miller, who else?
Buxton, Ken Buxton. And then you said Orbison.
Orbison. Nancy.
Oh, Nancy Douglas, yeah. Douglas. Ernie, the custodian at Keat. Awesome guy.
10 people. It was, it was a couple weeks ago.
We have to push one more.
We can do it.
You two fishermen.
Two fishermen.
The fisher.
Steve Laurie.
Yeah. And I'm trying to, like.
Oh, no. You can go to, it's up. The exhibit is up at the William Storitz Gallery throughout the month. And then it's going to be in Harry Ray's window. And I have to thank them, Harry Ray's, for printing the photos and helping get the foam core together that the exhibits are on. Mm-hmm. And I also want to make sure I thank the Artists in Schools project is supported by a grant from the Alaska State Council on the Arts and the National Endowment for the Arts, with additional funding from the Rasmussen Foundation.
Mm-hmm. And how, Christine, how do you see this maybe impacting the way that you are a teacher, or the way that artists enter the classroom in the future?
Good question. I really, it really gave me a chance to hone in on I value collaboration and hone in on a different skill of, like, kind of doing some team teaching and really, yeah, opening the doors to different ways of getting the community in. So, and then even putting it out there, and kind of the buzz kind of went around to other teachers around, like, whoa, that's a cool idea. And then we're like, yeah, let's do this. And then let's incorporate some technology into it too, where we can embed these stories, maybe with QR codes, like on the piece of picture. So, you know, you can just put your iPad or iPhone up to it, and then bam, you hear their story and you can see their story right there. So it just kind of began this, like, here's other ways we can do this again and grow from it, and or even just you know, get other teachers on board to do this as well, which is cool.
And do you have a favorite memory from the kids interviewing or the time in the classroom planning this project?
Oh, so many good memories. I think my favorite parts were just circulating the room when they were in those moments of deep collaboration, of talking with each other, and those discussions that they had with each other, whether it was how to place the picture or what to say about this person, or you know, just the discussion that the kids had was super rich. And and at the very end in my classroom, we asked, you know, what was your favorite part, and just going around and hearing every kid's thoughts on that, I will just cherish that forever. It's so fabulous. Their words are, they're deep and meaningful, and I love it.
And you can see some of this collaboration and the project in the making in the 14 Miles.
And everyone, make sure people know 14 Miles is this ongoing project, this episodic series that you can find on Facebook, on YouTube, and at 14miles.org. And this episode's called The Next Generation. So, I'm really excited to hear the way Christine talked about it. Because the purpose of the Artisan Schools program is not just to come in and do something and leave, but to sort of, again, I like the word ignite, get people excited. And teachers, I'm always like blown away when I go into the classroom. I have to say this, teachers have so much going on. Sometimes I think it's crazy to like add another person to their classroom. Mm. So your hope is that, you know, when you have that intersection, you leave something that goes beyond you and adds just a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Thank you both so much for being with me this morning. If you're just tuning in, I have Ellen Frankenstein, who's the artist in residence and documentary filmmaker for this project we're talking about, and Christine Hole, the fourth grade teacher at Keet Gushaheen Elementary School. And you can find the 14 Miles on 14miles.org and on Facebook and many other places on the internet, you can find it. And also you can see the storyboards currently at City Hall, correct?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Thank you both so much for being with me this morning.
Thanks and I also, again, I forgot one more thing. I want to thank all the community members who we got in the classroom for giving our time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.